Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be in this place at this set time. I give God all the glory and honor for you, our listening audience, as I continue to give him praise for gospel, for the glory of Jesus, as we continue to minister to thousands and thousands of people all over the world with the music as well as the word. We do have a very interesting message on today, and there's a lot that could be said about healing, but maybe sometime in the near future, we will do a part two, because it's just so much information to disperse in a limited period of time. But I will do the best I can. You pray for me. We're going to use as a base scripture, we're coming out of Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 5. And it talks about, it starts off by saying that he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. They were talking about Jesus. And then it goes on down to verse 5 that says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. And I just become so frustrated, for lack of a better word, when I hear people say, well, the healing doesn't happen anymore. That was for the old Bible days and the miracles and the wonders. Well, I hear the word of God saying that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So to me, that indicates that if he did it in the olden days, he'll do it for you today. You just have the faith that he will honor his word. And he is not a man that he should lie. So he will keep his promises. And one of those promises is that he will heal us. Now, there are different types of healing, but we're going to focus primarily on sickness in the body. Now, a lot of people say that the devil puts sickness on people, and that could very well be true. But most of the time, we will not use our God-given privilege. You see, everything that comes upon the body, God has given us specialists in the area of doctors. But then I find and I meet so many people when they say, oh, I have a headache and it just won't go away, probably will never go away. You're speaking that headache to continue and giving it permission to continue in your head. Then there's the people that say, oh, my feet hurt. I probably got a tumor in my feet. Well, God has given us podiatrists. Have you thought about going to see a foot doctor? So you see, we need to avail the resources that God has already given here for us to make us better. Now, a lot of people say that sickness is of God. And I would concur that God can allow it to happen, but sickness is not of God. It is the work of the enemy, because the Bible teaches that God is a good God and everything that comes from God is good. However, he can allow things that don't appear to be so good. And I am persuaded that all things work together, praise God, for the good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through in your body, it's working together. If you're a believer, it's working out something for your good in the name of Jesus. But as for me, I'd like to proclaim that I walk in divine health. I don't care what symptoms come around trying to torment me. I say what the Bible says, that I have the mind of Jesus Christ, and by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I'm already healed. Not past tense, but I'm healed already. So he has left some very definite principles here for us to apply to our lives in order for us to achieve the optimum state of being for our health. Praise the Lord. I pray that you're listening out there today, because I'm praying that this word will help somebody that's going through something in their body, their mind, or their spirit. The Word of God teaches that Jesus has paid it all. In our foundation scripture, Isaiah 53:5, and it talks about him being wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. He took all those stripes for everything that could come upon our bodies. He took a stripe for that. So you have to stand in faith with God, believe in God, that you are touched, healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah. There is a song that says, there is a balm in Gilead that makes the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead that heals the sin-sick soul. Jesus, I submit to you, is that balm. The Lord wants you to know today, you can be made more than just physically whole in your body. But you can also be made well mentally, emotionally, and if you have some psychological problems, he can heal those too, praise God. Jesus is the cure for any and all of these ailments that the enemy will use to afflict your total body. Because you see, the enemy wants to get us in a position where we're saying, oh, woe is me. We're having a pity party and we're not in any condition to serve the Lord. But how many of you out there know that the devil is a lie? Matter of fact, the Bible says that he is the father of lies. Remember, according to St. John 10:10, the Bible says the thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that many suffer because the enemy knows that once he puts a foothold in your life, in your health, and you allow it to become a stronghold, then you're a man down. And so he moves on to the next one. So it is time for you to wake up out of that depression. Wake up, old sleeper and hypochondriac. Stop complaining about the symptoms of illnesses that the enemy uses to try and steal your joy. Because let's face it, praise God, if you're in pain, whether physical or mental, there is not much joy. But you could truly believe today that God is still in the delivering business. Hallelujah. He will heal you from that illness by the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ and by faith in his promises that he tells us that with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And if you notice that particular scripture, it is not present tense or past tense, but it is right now that he will heal us. He said, you are healed right now. Hallelujah. And one of the biggest lies of the devil, he is a father of lies. He will tell the people that miracles and healings were for the so-called old Bible days. But I submit to you today, God is still performing miracles and wonders. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews goes on to tell us that he will never leave us or forsake us. You do not have to sit around and suffer sickness because the enemy has told you there is no hope. There is hope and victory as well as healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So just believe God when Jesus says, with his stripes, we are healed. Confess His word daily over that particular circumstance or illness. Command it to go in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God says, behold, He has given us power and authority over all power of the enemy. You bind that thing and cast it far from you. You root it out, curse it, and command it to go in Jesus' name. So, with that being said, as I said, there is so much more that we can say on healing. And prayerfully, Minister Mel will allow us to come back at a later time, and we will elaborate some more on this topic, talking about healing. But bottom line, for the most part, the enemy catches us without some of our battle clothes on. And you will hear about those battle clothes in our next message. But just in the meantime and in between time, read Ephesians 6 for yourself. May God bless you and may He keep you and be healed in Jesus' name. Because it is your right as a child of God to be healed.